Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The seventh week of the 2020 regular legislative session has passed. The deadline for making requests for general bills and constitutional amendments to be drafted has passed. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house is Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. Double referred reverse auction bill passes out of first committee. On Tuesday, February 18th, the House Municipality Committee passed out House Bill 407. This measure allows governing authorities the discretion to decide if reverse auction is in the best interest or not. Note, this measure is double referred and will now head to the House County Affairs Committee for consideration. Inmate medical costs repealer bill passes out of first committee, Senate Bill 2379. This is an MAS agenda item. On Thursday, February the 20th, the Senate County Affairs Committee passed out Senate Bill 2379. This measure extends the repealer from year 2020 to year 2024 regarding the Mississippi Code sections 475901 through 475909. This is important because this code section gives counties the ability to mitigate inmate medical bills down to the Medicaid rate. Note, this measure is double referred and will now head to the Senate Corrections Committee. Senate County Affairs Committee passes County Purchasing Law, House Bill 494. This is an MAS proposal item. On Thursday, February the 20th, the Senate County Affairs Committee passed out House Bill 494. This measure increases from $1,500 to $2,000 regarding the maximum amount that an item or service purchased by a county that shall not require a requisition to purchase, purchase order, or receiving report. Note, this measure will now head to the Senate floor calendar for a Senate floor vote. County authority strengthened with clean property bill, Senate Bill 2536. On Thursday, February the 20th, the Senate County Affairs Committee passed out Senate Bill 2536. This measure provides that the cost and any penalty as a result of the Board of Supervisors cleaning a property may become a civil debt against the property owner. This measure also gives counties the authority to institute a suit on open account against the property owner for the cost and any penalty, recovery of court costs, attorney fees, and interest from the date that the property was cleaned. Note, this measure is double referred and will now head to the Senate Judiciary A Committee for consideration. Upcoming county regional capital visits. The second and third of 10 county capital visits are next week with the Golden Triangle Planning and Development District on Tuesday, February the 25th, and the Southern Planning and Development District on Wednesday, February the 26th. Supervisors will meet MAS staff on the first floor of the Capitol at 9 a.m. to be directed to the meeting room space to discuss the legislative business of the day. This concludes this week's MAS Supervisors Podcast Legislative Update. Please stay tuned for next week's update. The House and Senate will convene at 4 p.m. on Monday. Thank you.